Why am I playing that, Mac?
Because, I mean, that last show was a two-wheeler.
This might be the new show, man.
Right, it's a two-wheeler.
This might be the new thing. What we learned this week is that these niggas can't hang.
I mean, we've already, you know, this... We've demonstrated that a two-wheel fucking Harley fat boy fucking ride, that shit cruises.
Yeah, but they're feeling themselves.
No, cool.
I respect it.
Y'all was sleep,
I respect
bro.
It. Right.
We was spitting, I mean. And
y'all was spitting facts. Y'all was going
that. All I'm saying is Smooth hasn't spoken in 25 minutes. Even after I said that, he didn't say anything.
No.
French Reggie is bouncing. He's bouncing awake. Like, he's almost falling asleep and bouncing himself back in.
All the machinations, though, that this motherfucker is going through.
Right. Like, this nigga, he's doing so much. Right?
So much.
Trying to stretch his shoulders
Look at me, ma. I sleepy, ma. Nigga, I had to look across from him.
At least, drunk nigga.
Right. At least you have, you know, peripheral blindness.
I refuse to look because he's distracting me.
I can't. I had to look, you know what I mean? I have to look
that
way.
What was that with your hands, man? When you put your
hands... I caught a cramp in my goddamn throat, nigga. Like,
no, right. So the first thing,
like,
you didn't see it all. I saw it all.
As J-Mac saying, I was like, fuck.
Who catches cramps in their throat?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Can you catch a cramp in your throat?
I yarned. You know how that motherfucker just...
He yarned. Look. What has to go in your throat to make a cramp getting that motherfucker?
What are you doing with your throat that exerts a cramp?
I just eat with my throat.
So when you yarn, your jaw lock?
Yeah, TMJ. That nigga got TMJ.
First of all, he didn't yawn, he yarned.
I learned that this nigga got TMJ.
What's TMJ?
That's that. It's a jaw issue that makes it so way, like, when you open it, it'll click or stop. It'll hurt.
You can throw your jaw. If you ever throw your jaw out of socket, it'll always go out of socket.
You knew had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, they were in the dentist chair and their jaw dislocated while they were in the dentist chair.
I knew a chick with TMJ and she used to try to use that as an excuse
to not suck dick. Did it work? I mean, Maxilla!
We had divorced.
No, but what I learned, man, is that it's on me and you, man. It's on us. It's on the two of us. French Reggie tried to throw some school shit in there, like some job school. Bruh, I've been up since early this morning. Smooth, talking about he went to work late today, and he's still like this, so it don't even matter what time you get up.
I was up at 4-something this morning.
I was up early, too. I wasn't up that early, but I was up early. 5-something.
Yeah. I was up by 5.
Yeah, so I mean, it is what it is. But
it's you and I, man.
Hey,
so
listen,
the two wheel motorcycle.
I knew once these motherfuckers bowed out. You know, I knew that these niggas can't hang. French Reggie, you need to. You going to school and a job?
Mm-hmm.
See, this
and
nigga
got
tried.
A girl.
So wait a minute, she got a master's.
I told you.
He need a master's.
I told you that.
I was working on that.
No,
before.
You were not.
Yes,
because
I was.
You told. No. Listen, we. It's on. Listen,
I told you.
I know you were a French.
Bro, you can't just get a master's in a month, bro.
Up, bro.
You can't just get into the school in a month.
Bro, you said that if you had it to do all over, you might not even go back through and get your fucking bachelor.
Yeah, but I'm getting my master's. Yeah.
You getting your master's on free?
I got a little scholarship, actually, this time.
It's free?
Not the whole thing.
So you paying?
Yeah.
Of course, I pay.
Yeah.
But I'm getting my master's because I got some experiences that I can just
worry about that shit.
I got some experiences that can literally put me in other doors by having my master's.
No, you good, man. Listen, get your master's,
bro. So now I can actually utilize my fucking degree.
Get your master's, bro.
So you haven't been able to utilize it before?
Yeah, I have. But the master's I'm going to be able to cut a lot of things.
And then you can get your doctorate, and then you'll really be able to use your
master's. I don't think I'm going to get my doctorate.
What will your accent be like after you get your master's? Will
same
it be
shit,
better?
Same shit. That nigga is... English is a...
So how do you learn more but not learn more?
Tertiary.
My English is my English, man.
I ain't mad at you, bro.
We learned that French Reggie is definitely not feminist Reggie anymore.
Not at all.
He hates women.
He's giving it up. No,
I think he hates women that aren't his girl.
What I learned is that the reason behind feminist Reggie was he was fucking it.
Trying to get some pussy.
He was peacocking.
Right, he's peacocking. Wow. He's out in the market, right? He's like, I don't know who's fucking listening.
Right.
Who might fucking be.
I need a girl.
Right.
I need a girl too.
So
right.
Just let you know that.
I need a girl.
See? See?
But so now that he's single, he's like, fuck you hoes.
Right. Yeah, fuck these bitches. He's like, these bitches out here.
Except.
Except one.
My girl.
Except one. Because he said. It might be a deal breaker if she wanna fuck other dudes.
Oh yeah.
Might be a deal breaker.
No, he said May.
May be a deal breaker.
Might is harder. May is really bitchy.
Right.
I might let her get away with it. That's some nigga shit.
I may.
That's some fan.
I may let her.
I might. May. Yeah, May is way softer.
I learned that you do a fucking old English fucking old English fucking.
That's what took me out. That's what really took me out.
Handlebar mustachey fucking monocle wearing fucking Monopoly dude voice, really good, bro. Impression that motherfucking shit. That if you didn't, what was that? Well, that was premium, huh?
That was premium. Yeah.
So if you didn't, if you don't know what we're talking about, you got to get on that premium, bro. Perfect.
That's more reasons why you got to get premium right now, just because of that.
I learned that not all angels. Okay, hold it. Not all drug dealers are. Which one is it?
Not all
drug dealers are angels.
Or not angels or drug.
No, dealers. You definitely can't be an angel and a drug. I mean, so yeah, you don't know too many angels that are drug dealers. Yeah,
well, man. I mean, depending on what kind of drugs. Because like, if you're bringing drugs to kids with cleft palates.
Do you need a drug for that?
I don't know. It's the first thing that pops in my head.
Like some J-Weld.
Like, yo, my shit was fucked up, but when I started taking this fucking LSD, I stopped seeing it.
Once I started putting J.B. Weld in the roof of my mouth.
I'm just saying.
What's the name? Did he have a cleft palate back in the day? Phoenix?
Yeah.
The one that's
Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have it no more, right?
I don't know. I've never looked in his mouth.
I mean, but you can see it in the lip though, right?
Yeah.
It comes to the outer part too, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Why you have to say it like that?
Because I was trying to, because that's not his name.
Why'd you say it though? Like that.
Because I had to think of the face to see what you were talking about.
So you had to say it like that? Yeah, smile? He smiled like Joaquin Phoenix.
And he wasn't even the most talented.
Who?
Family member. River was.
The one who died.
Yeah.
He killed himself, right?
Overdose.
Kill himself.
It's overdose. I don't think
if it's an accident.
No. Huh? Killing yourself is like, I don't want to live any longer.
Boom. Taking too much of something is killing you.
What if you just wanted to be so high and you just lost count?
An overdose is not the same thing as killing yourself.
Yes, it absolutely is.
No.
Who gave it to him? Did he give it to himself?
Maybe. Who knows?
Then that's overdose.
But what if someone didn't? What if someone else gave it to him?
Okay, then that's murder.
No, it's not.
What?
What are you talking about?
It's not bro.
If I give you something and you OD on it, I killed you.
Well, is it
murder?
Yes.
It might be second degree.
Nigga, if we're partying.
If I know, let's say I'm a.
Hold on.
Like, how
so
my
if we go outside
died,
and you smoke some of my weed and fall out dead, I'm a fucking murderer?
No, because that's not going to kill. If you give him something and it's too much.
Let's say you want some cocaine for me, but I give you fentanyl.
No, nigga, that's
straight
different.
Up murder.
No. Right, that's different. No. I'm talking about the real shit.
How much cocaine do you think French Reggie could take before he ODs?
Probably at least a good 8 ball.
And if you give him a 9 ball, right, nigga, you murdered him. You know what I'm saying?
Because French Reggie seems to have a very high tolerance for drugs.
And if he takes a 9 ball, he OD'd. He murdered himself.
He did, but it's not murder.
He killed himself.
It's not murder.
That suicide is murder.
But it's not. It's definitely not suicide, my nigga.
Suicide is murder.
Overdose. Partying too much is not suicide, though.
Partying too much? If you can only take an 8 ball, you take a 9 ball.
I don't know how much I can take when I'm fucking getting high.
You need to know that.
That's what we're finding out.
That's what's wrong with drug addicts.
How do you think you find out?
By murdering yourself.
You don't murder yourself.
Almost murdering yourself because you wouldn't know if you murdered yourself.
It's not, right. It's not, and it's not suicide.
It is.
An OD is not suicide.
A lot of people take drugs to die.
That's not the same thing as ODing.
Definitely, you overdose. That's why you died.
Like if I take 27 aspirins, though, I'm dying.
Well, that's, you can, if
that's
if somebody
aspirin. Nobody fucking, nobody takes aspirin to get high.
Yeah.
I'm talking about partying.
They don't know that they're gonna die.
Before you knew, you fucking took 7 grams of mushrooms. What if you fucking died? You murdered yourself.
That's not
you
too
committed.
Much.
How do you know?
That's not a lethal amount.
How do you know?
You don't really just die.
It could
mushrooms.
Be for him.
But listen, if you did, you had a reaction, my nigga, and you fucking died. That's suicide.
Shit can happen.
Yeah. So look, how much
you were going into it with a fucking great mood. You wanted to have fun. Suicide?
How much heroin is too much?
Yeah, I think
I don't know.
Okay, so what we learned was, I was about to say, we learned that Jamie Mac knows about every fucking drug. So luckily you didn't know the answer today. I was like, damn, nigga, you know that one too? How much meth is too much? If you got that one,
I don't know.
Shit.
I'm just saying though, if you're fucking partying, that's not suicide.
Suicide, nigga.
You're silly.
He was by himself.
No, he wasn't. He was fucking kicking it in the club and came out and fucking fell out and died.
He came out. He knew he was about to die.
He was leaving the club.
No, he wasn't. He's leaving to period. He's leaving the life. He's leaving the world. and the club.
What I learned is Giannis don't know how to party. He don't know the difference between partying and killing yourself.
You're right, man. I don't get that fucked up. Ever.
Hold on, stand by.
I don't ever get that fucked up. When have you ever seen me that fucked up?
I mean, I've never seen you do anything besides alcohol. So as far as...
And I didn't drink a liver poison level.
No, you didn't get there.
I didn't drink an alcohol poison level.
No, you didn't get there.
Come on, man. I'm not a suicide person.
I'm not a suicidist.
Suicide girls?
I'm not those.
Those are not bad though. Have you seen their calendar?
I don't know what that is.
Suicide girls?
I don't have any.
So it's the tattooed models. I don't know why they call themselves suicide girls, but they're just very tattooed, and they wear bikinis and have calendars.
Why do you even know about this?
It's one of those J Smooth knowledge points. You know what I mean? Yeah, this is something you know that really probably doesn't ever come in handy.
You got anything Smooth that you learned?
This nigga learned that he fucking can't stay awake.
I can't stay awake. It's just a struggle today.
No, man, it's like that nigga that's in the in your training class or whatever, and right. He always has to keep getting up. He's like, nigga, would you just leave the fucking classroom, my nigga? Like, this is annoying as fuck. You struggling like this is annoying me. French Reggie, you ain't got nothing, man?
Yeah, I learned that everybody's content creators now.
They are. Yeah. Well, not everybody, but as long as you're in charge of the dick you're sucking.
Right.
Your content creator.
In the videos you're putting out.
And that's male or female Smooth, so don't feel offended by that.
He's like, no, I've been creating content. Not on the show.
No, not on this show, nigga. Make sure you clarify that.
What's your OnlyFans link, man?
Hey, why you want that, bro? No,
this
why
is only man.
Why you?
So the people can know.
Oh, shit.
No, honestly, I heard, didn't you say that there was a guy that was making money with an OnlyFans page?
There are lots of dudes, right?
Dude, Casanova got a fucking OnlyFans page.
Who was that?
It was a rapper.
Oh, the Brolic dude?
Yeah, the Brooklyn.
He be doing porno and shit on.
I don't know what he's doing in there, but he got an OnlyFans page.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, I was down for Chatterbait, so I don't know why I wouldn't be down for...
Some people actually do OnlyFans and they're like, just show off their feet and make money, I guess.
Right. Yeah. I think there's other things you can do, right? I mean, you listen, if they got to pay, that's the beauty of it, right?
Right.
If they got to pay to come see, once they find out it's some bullshit, they didn't already pay, who gives a fuck?
Oh, so you can't get a refund? So we should do like a podcast OnlyFans.
Who's refunding? For what? You didn't.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't get a refund, but you don't have to pay for next month.
Well, I mean, if we get one, like, what is this weird? No nonsense. What kind of fans is this? I mean, this is about some piece of real shit. It's like just us talking.
We get a million curious motherfuckers at $3.99.
We almost got Smooth in his boxers one time.
Right. I mean, and he was about to do that.
You should
shit,
be able to give us 300 subscribers, Smooth.
Show off your man boobs, Smooth. Let's get some.
If we could get the world.
There's definitely a fetish for that.
Oh, yeah.
There's definitely a fetish for man boobs.
There's a fetish for everything,
for
bro.
For this, though?
Yeah, no. Man boobs. Smooth. I bet you if you could get, can you get milk out of those? I bet you we could. If you could get milk out of those, we'll fucking.
I can't get milk out of those. Just that trunk.
Okay.
See, when it's late and he's sleepy,
yeah,
it's not good. It's not better. I mean, it's not ever really great.
It's never great, right.
But it's not.
It's just the easiest joke to possible.
I didn't even get it though. Yeah. Did you get it?
He's saying his dick is gonna throw up.
That's with a trunk.
I said that dick will milk.
Trunk.
Yeah. I said that trunk will milk.
It probably is shooting milk by now. It's just weak, just juicy, weak shit.
Oh.
Hey, I did learn.
If you can get it hard, nigga.
I did learn.
Why is that funny?
Because that cut deep. He's like, oh,
it stopped his words, nigga.
I did learn a new website where I go get me some guns from. Is that good?
Yeah, I guess. Are you sure?
He's trying to offer something,
but,
I guess.
But the thing about it is, nigga, your shit is fucked up, nigga. Whatever's on your shit, you can't get one.
You can't get it.
I would love for these motherfuckers to tell you no, too. So go ahead and order some shit, please. Because
they're going to have to send it to an FFL. You're going to have to go to the FFL and do a background check.
Ask them what an FFL is.
Yeah.
What's an FFL?
Authorized Firing Pharmacy.
Close enough, yeah.
Pharmacy?
Close enough, yeah. But anyway, so is that it, guys? Did we learn anything else?
That's it.
All right, we'll catch y'all next week.